I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. You may have heard of the hymn penned by Ruth K. Jones entitled, In Times Like These. It was in 1943 when she became distressed over the headlines reported in her newspaper of all the World War II lists of casualties. Everyone was living under incredible strain during those days. Reaching for her Bible, she turned to 2 Timothy 3:1, which states, But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. Out of her faith in the Lord Jesus, she penned these words, In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. Be very sure, your anchor holds and grips a solid rock. This rock is Jesus. Yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. You may feel, in light of all that has transpired in the past few months and weeks, with weather-related storms, with political elections, with the ongoing wars taking place around the globe, that there is an incredible strain upon people in our society today. Many are filled with anger and hatred that is expressed in road rage, rudeness, and self-preservation at any and all costs. So how does one stop the hate? How does one live despite incredible strain when everything suggests that we are living in terrible times? If you pause for a moment and search your own heart, you may already know the answer. It is what Ruth Jones sang about. You and I need a Savior, not just any Savior, the Savior, Jesus Christ. You may think that He's not enough. I need my view expressed. I need my rights carried out. Have I really been that self-centered? James said, What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire but do not have, so you quarrel. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. And when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. James knew what caused the hate, the tension, the wars, the battles, coveting and killing, because we want it all for our pleasure. Jesus knew mankind's heart. That is why He challenged His followers to love others like themselves. Love your neighbor as yourself. If we are able to love others like we selfishly love ourselves, maybe then our hate will be under control and miraculously changed to kindness and respect. If we are able to love others like we selfishly love ourselves, maybe then we will please others with acts of kindness, courtesy, and a willingness to serve them. Jesus even went deeper in His challenge for His disciples to love others as He loved them. How did Jesus love others under Roman occupation? How did Jesus remain faithful when everyone deserted Him? He knew His Father God. He spent time with His Father in prayer and meditation. He knew His Father would listen to His prayers, and He asked with right motives, seeking to please His Father by doing what He asked. It begins with totally surrendering yourself to God. Put to death the old self and let Jesus Christ give you a new identity. Apostle Paul told the Ephesians, You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Ephesians 4, verses 22 through 24. I come to God in faith humbly, surrendering my will to His, asking Him to forgive me of all my sin, to crucify my old self and to be made new in my attitudes and actions, made new in Christ for His glory. This act of faith brings honor to Jesus, because only Jesus can fill you with His love for others, stopping the hate and giving you strength to endure and overcome in these troublesome days. He is more than enough. This rock is Jesus. Yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.